The satellite view of the blue planet Earth at dusk, its night lights visible from space. Monumental metallic lettering spelling the word Universal encircles the globe, settling in front of it. www.universalstudios.com. A pink and blue butterfly meet, their delicate wings flapping. As their paths cross, blue and pink glitter shower down, revealing snow-capped peaks.
Long ago and far away, in a village high on a mountaintop, something amazing was occurring. At the very same moment, two identical baby girls were born.
A large castle on a mountaintop.
One, a baby princess. The king and queen were overjoyed. Princess Annalise would have only the finest.
Stood on a balcony, they cradle their baby.
The second baby girl was named Erica. Her parents loved her every bit as much as the king and queen loved the princess, but they worried. They were so poor. How would they be able to care for their little daughter?
The couple cradle their infant.
Many years passed. The princess learned her royal duties, while Erica worked long and hard as a seamstress for the spiteful Madame Carp.
She glowers over Erica.
With lives so different, it wasn't surprising that the princess and the pauper never met. But fate decreed they would.
The pink and blue butterfly meet again, glitter raining down. Mattel Entertainment and Mainframe Entertainment present Barbie as the Princess and the Pauper. A coachman is sat on a white horse-drawn carriage.
It all started at the Royal Mine. When the miners informed the queen, the gold had run out. The widowed queen was shocked. The kingdom was now bankrupt. How was she going to take care of her people? If only she could call on her trusted advisor, Preminger, but he was away on a long journey. She needed to do something quickly to save the kingdom. But what?
She opens balcony doors.
And then it struck her. Nearby lived a rich young king who was seeking a wife.
Her long blonde hair cascading down her back, Princess Annalise looks up from her book and over to her bespectacled mother.
Oh, we're late, late, late. We have 20, maximum 22 minutes for your royal fitting. And then it's move, move, move to your speech at the Historical Society. After that, we have to rush, and I mean rush, to the Horticultural Society tea. And then there's your math lessons, your geography lessons, your science lessons.
All my life I've always wanted to have one day just for me. Nothing to do and for once nowhere I need to be. With no lessons, lords, or lunches, or to-do list in the way. No one to say when to eat or read or leave or stay.
Sandy-haired Erica at Madame Carp's dress shop.
All my life I've always wanted to have one day for myself. Not waking up with a pile of work on every shelf. With no hems in need of pressing and no sleeves in disarray. No wedding gown with a thousand stitches to crochet. And no debt to pay.
Madame Carp.
What do you think I'm running here? A cabaret?
I would have said a debtor's prison.
Keep laughing. You'll be working for me for another 37 years.
But I've already paid off more than half.
But there's an interest, isn't there? Your parents should have thought of that before they borrowed so much.
They did it to feed me.
Their mistake.
What would it be like to be?
What would it be like to be free?
Free to try crazy things, free from endless IOUs, free to fly, free to sing, and marry whom I choose.
I'm so sorry, my darling, but as you know, it is vital you marry King Dominic. It is the only way to take care of our people.
I know. It's my duty.
Oh, and look!
Another engagement gift.
A maid presents a wrapped box.
You would think that I'm so lucky that I have so many things. I'm realizing that every present comes with strings. Though I know I have so little, my determination's strong. People will gather around the world to hear my song. Can I come along?
Fellow seamstress Bertie implores Erica.
Now I fear I'll never be.
Soon I will forever be free.
I close my eyes and feel myself fly 1,000 miles away. I could take flight, but would it be right? My conscience tells me stay. I'll remain forever royal. I'll repay my parents' debt. Duty means doing nothing your heart may well regret. But I'll never stop believing. She can never stop my schemes. There's more to living than gloves and gowns and threads and seams. In my dreams, I'll be free.
As Princess Annalise and Erica both sing out to the sky from balconies, the pink and blue butterflies soar into the air. Their shimmering glitter melts away, revealing a night sky full of stars. At the mine. Cut into the side of a hill, a series of wooden stairs lit by lanterns leads to a mining car track. Far along the dimly lit track, two lanky miners pick up pickaxes. Dressed in a green tunic and brown breeches, Miner Knack picks a round black lump out from a cart, three small lumps of gold nearby.
Okay. What idiot put this in here?
Oh, that'll be me.
Let us review, shall we? We are stealing gold. Is this shiny?
No.
Valuable?
No.
Gonna make the boss happy?
No.
Focus, Nick. That's what you need. That and a brain.
Throwing it, it breaks open, revealing purple crystals.
Shh.
Nick blows out the lantern and they jump into the cart.
Huh?
They pop their heads up, then quickly hide as a man in low heels and an elegant purple tailcoat approaches with a black poodle and lantern held aloft.
Why, hello.
He peeks inside the cart.
Master Preminger, are you back? Here, early. I hope you had a nice journey.
Preminger rolls his eyes.
Here you are, sir. The last of the gold from the royal mine. There's nothing left.
Yeah. Because it's all yours.
Yes, it is. Very much mine. Finally.
He pockets the lump of gold.
I've been bowing, I've been scraping, I've been lying like a rug, and for 10 long years I've had to pay my dues. But today I am escaping, for the last gold has been dug. It was waiting there, so how could I refuse? I'm returning home a hero who's discovered mighty wealth. And what better husband could a princess choose? I'm the suitor who will suit her, bring the kingdom back to health, and I'll wear the crown, for how could I refuse? Raise every glass and rouse every cheer. Praise that the reign of Preminger is here. Master in charge of all that I see. All hail me. Princess, I get all that I desire, like a moat, an ermine coat, and palace views. Even though she treats me coldly, it's a sign of inner fire, for inside she's thinking, how can I refuse? Right, except for this one little problem, boss.
Prince boss, to you.
Right, the queen decided to marry off to the King of Dulcinea next week.
What? Making a decision without me? Who does she think she is?
Oh, the queen?
You simpering simpleton!
Well, she is the queen. She's got a crown and a scepter and sits in that big fancy chair and always got all...
Silencio! No!
I won't let go! This peasant's son won't turn and run because the reckless royal chose another bow!
His eyes goggle.
Ah!
He raises up a finger.
It's a
temporary setback. It's a momentary loss. But conveniently, my ego doesn't bruise. And the moment that I get back, I will show them who's the boss. You can bet your bullion there'll be no I do's. Yes, suppose the girl goes missing. So the king says au revoir. Then I find her, bring her back, and make the news. Then the queen will be so grateful that you'll pledge the girl to moi. And I'll humbly tell her, how could I refuse? Yeah. When our ceremony's over, I will rise and take the throne, and that nitwit Annalise can kiss my shoes. For the kingdom and the castle will be mine and mine alone. If the crown should fit, then how could I refuse?
So get ready when the roses and stand by with the champagne. When you've got a brilliant plan, you never lose. Yes, before the spectacle, there'll be bigger serenade. It's a thankless job, but how can I refuse? How can I refuse?
Both Knack and Nick raise pickaxes in the air, and Preminger lets out a maniacal laugh. A blue sky hanging over the mountain kingdom, a fluffy white cat is curled up on one of the pink and gold thrones in the ornate throne room, candlelit golden chandeliers hanging from the ceiling. Preminger's black poodle slowly pads towards the cat's swishing tail. He leaps but misses.
Enjoy it now, sister, because it ain't gonna be yours much longer.
Oh, please. Having delusions again, Midas?
Let's just say the throne's gonna belong to my master, Preminger. And anything belonging to him, ergo and ipso facto, belongs to me.
Serafina the cat leaps off the chair and Midas's back, then scampers under a line of ornate side tables, Midas in hot pursuit, his neck adorned with a purple bow.
Ooh. Lose a tooth, Midas.
My tooth? No! No!
Huh? Looking in a mirror, his one golden fang glimmers.
Aw, you better hope you got 9 lives, Serafina. Because you're gonna need them all.
As Serafina bounds across the throne room, followed by Midas, a horse-drawn carriage pulls up outside the castle. A palace guard approaches it.
I am Ambassador Bismarck, here by invitation of the Queen.
The guard bows deeply.
King Dominic, you are quite sure about this?
I am.
A young man sat next to the ambassador nods. At her desk, strewn with books and various rocks, Annalise rests a quill in an inkwell, then picks up a magnifying glass.
Come in. Julian. Perfect timing. I classified this as iron pyrite. Pretty, but not considered valuable. Commonly known as fool's gold.
Well done, Your Highness.
Bows his head.
Your Highness? Why the sudden formality? It's just me.
The Queen sent me. Apparently, the Ambassador has arrived with a gift for you.
The Ambassador? He's here already?
Her azure blue eyes gaze down at the floor.
On behalf of, King Dominic, I present this engagement gift to you.
He bows as he presents the Queen with a boxed-up necklace.
Oh, thank you, Ambassador. Princess Annalise will be quite pleased.
May I inquire, Your Excellency, if you have set a date for the wedding?
Will a week from today do?
Ah! Next week!
Golden-eyed Preminger sways on the spot.
Ah, a most wise and thoughtful decision, Your Majesty.
Excellent! I will send for King Dominic so that he may meet his new bride.
A red tricorn hat on his head, the page's brow tweaks. Elsewhere in the palace, as Serafina the cat admires herself in the mirror, the gifted necklace round her neck, Julian strides over to Annalise, who has stood on a balcony gazing down at 2 young girls playing.
So happy. Free to do whatever they want.
She looks over at Julian.
What do you think King Dominic will be like?
Oh, I'm sure he'll be suitable.
Well, I know it's the right thing to marry him, but sometimes I wish... Well...
She turns away.
Apparently he's a lover of music. He plays 3 different instruments, the dulcimer, the trumpet, and the piano.
Dressed in a floor-length pink gown, she gazes out over the balcony.
Annalise.
She turns to him.
You're going to need your cape.
I am? Why?
People bustle about in a narrow cobbled street surrounded by multi-storied wooden houses. Various stalls sell goods.
There's nothing like some fresh air and a change of scenery.
I wish it were that simple.
Opening the carriage door, he offers his hand and helps her out.
Come on, Serafina.
As the cat pads cautiously past scraps of old food and garbage on the street, Midas spies her from his hiding place underneath the carriage.
It feels so good to be outside the castle walls. Nobody knows who I am. So, which one was your house?
More of a room, really. We couldn't afford a house.
Oh, I didn't mean...
I know. Third floor on the left. Did all my studies there.
With a toothy grin, Midas follows them. Julian plucks a flower up from a cellar stall and sniffs it.
A perfect example of Rosa centifolia.
My favorite. But you knew that.
A smile on her face, she gazes sweetly up at him, a long baby blue cape covering her blonde tresses.
That smells delicious.
She spots a food stall a few paces away.
I'll be right back.
Annalise spots a man boarding up a house before walking away with a woman and child, the little girl's shoulders slumped. She hears singing.
Listen, Serafina.
She makes her way to where Erica is stood in a similar blue cloak, singing to a crowd, her cat collecting money in a tin cup.
For you're always free to begin again, and you're always free to believe when you find the place that your heart belongs.
Here again?
Madam Carp! Wait! I earned that!
And you owe me. Did you really think you could make a living as a singer? Get back to work, girl, or there'll be trouble.
As Carp tosses down the now empty tin, and Erica goes to pick it up, Annalise places a gold coin in it.
What a beautiful song. Thanks. My mom taught it to me.
Gazing intently at each other, the two women slowly lower their hoods.
Whoa.
As the princess gives Erica a broad smile, their two pets walk up and greet each other.
We could be sisters.
What's your name?
You first. Please, call me Annalise.
Annalise? You have the same name as the princess.
Well...
Smiles shyly.
Oh.
Erica curtsies.
I'm Erica, your highness. Aren't you supposed to be inside the castle? I'm savoring a first and last taste of freedom before getting married next week. To a total stranger.
At least you're not an indentured servant.
Indentured servant?
Erica pops her hands on her hips.
If I'd like to have my breakfast hot, Madame Carp will make me pay. And I have to fetch the eggs myself and the barn's a mile away. It's cold and wet, yet still I get an omelette on my plate. But in my head, I'm back in bed, snuggled up and sleeping late.
Really?
Really. But it's all right. I mean, I'm used to it. And you?
Well...
If I want some eggs, I ring the bell, and the maid comes running in. And she serves them on a silver tray, and she brings a cookie tin. And while I eat, she rubs my feet, and strolling minstrels play. But I'd rather be in my library, reading science books all day.
Clasping her hands behind her back, she gazes dreamily upwards.
I'm just like you.
You are?
You're just like me. There's somewhere else we'd rather be. Somewhere that's ours. Somewhere that dreams come true. Yes, I am a girl like you. You'd never think that it was so. But now I've met you and I know. It's plain as day, sure as the sky is blue.
They twirl and face each other.
So, You're a singer. No, I work at Madame Carp's penitentiary. Dress emporium. I love Madame Carp's dresses. I made the one you're wearing. You made this? It's my favorite. The design looks so complicated. Oh, but it isn't really.
As Erica steps forward, we see a vision of her at work in the dress shop.
First I choose a fabric from the rack, and I pin the pattern down. And I stitch it in the front and back, and it turns into a gown. I wear the gown without my crown and dance around my room. And imagine life without the strife of an unfamiliar groom.
But I'd never let my mother know. I wouldn't want to disappoint her. I completely understand.
They take turns twirling.
I'm just like you.
I think that's true.
You're just like me.
Yes, I can see.
We take responsibility. We carry through.
We carry through.
Do what we need to do. Yes, I am a girl like you.
I'm just like you.
I'm just like you.
You're just like me.
You're just like me.
It's something anyone can see.
A heart that beats.
A heart that beats.
A voice that speaks. The truth. Yes, I am a girl like you.
Holding their arms aloft, the pink and blue butterflies whiz past.
It's amazing. Except for our hair. We could be twins.
They lift their hoods back up.
What about this birthmark?
Lowering her sleeve reveals a brown crown-shaped birthmark on her shoulder.
No, I guess not.
Erica checks her shoulder.
Here, Your Highness.
Holding two flagons. Julian drops them.
It's uncanny.
Serafina! Wolfie!
Midas, hot on Serafina's tail, Wolfie bounds after them through the busy street. Serafina dives between a baker's legs, followed by Midas, causing him to tumble forwards. A white chef's hat on his head, his face is pressed into fruit-filled pies twice. First when he falls over, then when Wolfie bounds off his head. Wolfie's tongue lolling out, he stops and spies a long trail of roofs leading in the same direction of the chase. He leaps up and runs along them, while below, coming to a dead end, Serafina leaps up onto a brick wall. A massive ravine.
Who's a long way from the palace?
Don't get any ideas, Midas. I don't get these nails filed for nothing.
I'll take my chances.
I'm warning you. Leave her alone.
Well, you'll do what? Spit a hairball at me?
As Wolfie barks at him, Serafina leaps onto a barrel and uses her tail to swipe a container of fish bones onto the poodle's head. Unable to see, Midas scampers away, bumping into objects as he goes.
Quite a big bark you have there, Rover.
It's Wolfie. Not Rover.
Well, thank you, Wolfie, not Rover. My name's Serafina.
I haven't seen you around here before.
I don't think we run in the same circles, but perhaps we could change that.
She leans in closer.
There you are. Did I just hear your cat bark?
He has a style all his own.
Cats in their arms, they walk out to the main street.
I'm sorry, Your Highness. We should be getting back.
One day you must sing for us at the palace. Really? I'll send someone for you. I'll be at Madame Carp's. Goodbye, Erica. I won't forget.
Goodbye.
Erica waves as the carriage pulls away.
Come on, Wolfie.
Wolfie stares after Serafina.
Wolfie? Cat got your tongue? Come on, boy.
With a final glance at the carriage, he reluctantly hops down from the wooden barrel he's on and follows her. The sun now set at the castle, Annalise has fallen asleep atop a book at her desk. Three candles glowing in a nearby candelabra, the princess smiles in her sleep, while Serafina is asleep in her regal cat bed. She wakes as a toy mouse is pulled past her.
I may be dainty, but I'm still a feline.
Leaping out of her cushioned bed, she chases the toy. She follows it downstairs. A wooden cage entraps her.
Oh, we did it.
Let's go.
Come here, Nick. Huh? Our job is to capture the princess, not her cat.
Right.
Nick nods, then regards Nack uncertainly.
What'd we get the cat for?
Allow me to demonstrate, dimwit.
Nack shakes the wooden cage.
Serafina?
She checks the royal cat bed.
Serafina, where are you? Serafina! Come here, girl! Come here, kitty!
She makes her way down the sweeping stone staircase, discovering the wooden cage.
Serafina?
As she kneels down, the grinning Nick and Nack place a burlap sack over her. The night sky peppered with stars, a cabin sits alone in an evergreen woodland, a horse and cart parked out front. Nack opens the door.
Oh! 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 That certainly wasn't called for.
Oh, are you okay?
No, I am not okay. My mistress is inside with two hooligans, and I've got dirt. Dirt on my bum! Who are you?
Hervé.
The brown horse smiles down at her.
Nice to meet you, Hervé. I'm Serafina.
I command you to unlock this door.
Yes, Your Highness.
Yes, Your Highness.
We're in charge, you bonehead.
Right. I knew that.
Hervé and Serafina peek through the wooden boards nailed to the window.
I can't believe they won't let me in there. My princess needs me.
Oh, I'm sure the boss will let her out.
What boss?
That boss.
Preminger appears atop a horse, his shoulder-length white hair parted down the middle. Sat on Hervé's head, Serafina sinks down.
Signed, sealed, and delivered, Master Preminger.
Does she know I'm behind this?
Not a clue.
Good.
Keep her here until the wedding to King Dominic is cancelled. Then see whom the princess marries.
Oh, he is nasty. Just like his dog.
She watches him trot away, then looks up to the cottage roof.
Think you could get me up to the roof?
I do not know. It is pretty high up.
You can do this. Trust me, Hervé. Just count to three.
Un, deux, trois!
Claws in his backside.
Thank you, Hervé.
Making him buck her off. She gazes down the dark chasm of the chimney breast.
A girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
She leaps in, ash spilling into the room.
Serafina?
I am simply not going to look at myself.
Coated in gray soot, she rests her head onto her paws. The next day...
Annalise! Annalise, darling! Are you here?
A knowing grin on his face, Preminger follows the queen into the princess's suite.
Where could she be? She wasn't at breakfast.
Is that something on her desk, Your Majesty?
He glides over and picks up an envelope.
Oh, a letter to me. It says she's run away. So she won't have to marry King Dominic.
Well, this is dreadful.
We have to find her. She could be hurt.
Well, I'll send out search parties at once, Your Majesty. I'm sure she couldn't have gotten far.
He pockets some fool's gold from the princess's desk.
Preminger, what would I do without you?
He grins down at her.
This is an outrage! The most grievous insult.
I am sure we'll find her.
I insist we cancel the wedding if the princess does not return by the end of the day.
It doesn't add up. Why would she run away?
Why don't you see for yourself?
He hands the letter to Julian, who sniffs it.
Lilac? Where did you find this?
On the princess's desk.
Julian's eyes narrow.
Perhaps I can help you look for her.
Why don't you stick to your books, schoolboy? Wouldn't that be fun?
Julian thinks.
Lilac? She never scented her stationery with lilac. It was always rose.
At her dress shop, the well-built Madame Carp brushes a dress on a mannequin, then inspects her nails.
Welcome, sir. Are you looking for a gown for a special lady? I can assure you, you will find only the finest at Madame Carp's.
If I may, I would like to speak to one of your seamstresses, Miss Erica.
Carp gawks.
I don't believe it. The princess sent for me.
Oh, actually...
I'm gonna sing at the castle. Me!
I came because...
But I'm not ready. I have to rehearse.
If I could just...
I better change my dress. What am I talking about? I only have one dress. Wait, isn't that why you're here?
I'm sorry, but no.
He checks that no one is listening in.
The princess is missing, and I need you to help me find her.
Me? Well, what can I do?
Pretend to be Princess Annalise.
She looks around.
Are you out of your mind?
Just listen. I suspect Preminger, the Queen's advisor, has taken the princess off somewhere so the royal wedding will be canceled.
That's awful!
If you pretend to be the princess, just for a short while, I can trick Preminger into revealing where he's hiding her.
Pretend to be royalty? I could get thrown in prison, or worse.
As can I, but...
He glances downwards.
She's in real trouble, isn't she?
He looks at her sincerely.
A girl like me. Count me in.
The royal carriage makes its way on the long dirt road to the castle, which sits above the village. Julian at the reins, Erica and Wolfie are crouched down inside the ornately gold-decorated carriage. They smile at each other as they peek out of the carriage door's window. Now inside, he leads her up the wide stone staircase. As he shows her into the princess's suite, her mouth drops open and she gazes around the palatial room. A canopy made of large purple swathes of material hangs down above the bed.
Would you look at the size of this place?
A huge portrait of the queen, princess, and Serafina hangs on the wall.
The likeness is remarkable.
Except for my hair.
I've thought of that.
Wolfie leaps up on the bed and starts bouncing.
Wolfie?
She grabs her chin, then flops on the bed.
Nice.
Blonde in a box.
Reaching into a large white box, he pulls out a shining blonde wig, which Erica slips on over her sandy tresses. Julian and Wolfie smile at her, the cat's tongue happily wagging out of its mouth.
Julian? We're missing one teeny, tiny detail. I don't know a thing about being a princess.
Leave that to me.
He places a book on a golden stand.
It's all here in the princess's book of etiquette. Let's begin. No nagging, bragging, sweating, fretting, slipping, tripping, slurping, burping, twittering, or frittering allowed. Stay present, stay pleasant, stay proud. To be a princess is to know which spoon to use. To be a princess is 1,000 pairs of shoes. To maintain a regal gait, leave the parsley on your plate and be charming but detached and yet amused. To be a princess is to never be confused.
Offering her a hand, he pulls her up.
Do a plié and never fall. Don't ever stray from protocol. All through the day, there's just one way you must behave. Do keep a grip and never crack. Stiff upper lip and arch the back. Bend from above and always wear your gloves and wave.
shoulders back and tummy in and pinky out and lift the chin and slowly turn the head from side to side.
I see now.
Breathing gently, stepping lightly, smile brightly, nod politely. Never show a thing you feel inside. Glide!
Pushes her into a closet.
To be a princess is to always look your best. To be a princess is to never get to rest. Sit for a portrait, never squirm. Sleep on a mattress, extra firm. Speak and be clever, never at a loss for words. Curtsy to every count and lord. Learn how to play the harpsichord. Sing lullabies and always harmonize in thirds, thirds, thirds. And she has beautiful eyes. Your spirits rise when she walks in the room.
I see.
Doors close and the chemistry grows. She's like a rose that's forever in bloom. Do a plié and don't
ever, ever, ever fall.
Never show dismay.
And be there when people call.
Be prepared whatever royal life will bring. Do keep a grip and don't
ever, ever, ever crack.
Take a dainty sip.
Never, ever turn your back.
There's a time and place and way for everything. To be a princess is to never make your bed. To be a princess is to always use your head.
Twirling in a circle, she falls over, the wig and tiara falling to the floor. They smile at each other.
It is official, then. Due to the disappearance of the princess, the wedding to King Dominic is cancelled.
Preminger looks aside and grins.
Your Highness, wait. May I, present Princess Annalise?
He steps aside, gesturing to the door.
Darling?
The queen stands up from her throne and Preminger gasps, his yellow eyes goggling, as Erica glides in, the blonde wig and tiara back on her head. She smiles tightly and the page's expression softens as he spots her. Wolfie waits by the door.
Oh. Oh. Annalise? Oh, you're back! Where have you been?
Julian picks up the queen's glasses.
I am sorry. I should not have run away.
A confused Preminger eyes the princess up and down.
Promise me you'll never do it again.
She and the page boy share a glance and smile.
Well, I still think we should cancel the wedding.
The page coughs.
but an agreement is an agreement. The wedding is back on. King Dominic is due tomorrow.
Wonderful.
Tomorrow.
And then only a few short days before the wedding. Oh. Has anyone seen my spectacles?
If you'll excuse me. I must be off to see to the arrangements. Who left this mangy beast in here?
Everything all right, Preminger?
It soon will be.
Julian eyes him suspiciously, and as he walks out, a bit of debris falls from his heeled shoe. Wolfie sniffs it.
What have you got there, boy?
Julian picks it up.
From a silver fir tree. What's Preminger doing in the Western Forest?
Julian, wait! I want to hear all about how you found Annalise.
Of course, Your Majesty.
His expression worried, he relents and bows his head.
Hey! I happen to know you got a five of hearts.
What do you mean, you know?
I saw it.
You mean you cheated?
Yeah. I mean, no.
Help! Help! Please, help me!
Yes, Your Highness?
What is it?
Hurry!
Stood on a rafter, Serafina's in a white sheet, looking ghost-like.
Ghost!
Get it! Quick!
Your owner! You get it!
You're closer! You get it!
The sheet falls on the brothers.
It's got me. I feel its furry hands. Help! Oh, no! Please!
Well done, Serafina.
Oh, please don't take me.
Nack smacks Nick.
Go, go!
Annalise hops on the cart, takes the rein, and encourages Alve, the horse, to gallop away. Nick and Nack rush out of the cottage, but can only stare as the princess disappears into the forest, Nick waving them off. Julian gallops into the forest on a white horse. He stops and looks around.
Let me in.
You idiots! Your bossness. Everything is fine here. Fine, 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 fine. Just fine. See you soon.
Sticking out his heeled foot, he stops Nack from shutting the cottage door.
How did she escape? Who? The princess! You moron, idiot!
The princess is here. Sleeping. Aren't you sleeping, princess?
Yes, I'm sleeping.
Now, boss, you don't want to wake her up, do you? She's a royal.
She's a royal, all right. A royal pain in the behind.
Who interrupts my slumber?
Slumber, you bonehead.
Slumber, right.
I knew that.
Get out of that bed!
Pulls the covers off Nick.
I can figure out how the princess escaped, you fool.
But why didn't she tell the queen she'd been captured?
Something's odd. I must solve this princess puzzle if I'm to be king.
King? Preminger?
Watching at a shuttered window, a board slips. Julian backs away.
Looking for something, Julian?
How can you be king?
You're the tutor. You're supposed to have all the answers.
Nick and Nack secure a burlap sack over Julian. Meanwhile, the princess approaches a gatehouse below the castle. Spotting her approach, a guard grips his spear.
Come here, Serafina.
Who goes there?
Princess Annalise.
If you're the princess, I'm the king.
But I am the princess.
Really? Then how come I just saw the princess eating dinner with the queen?
What princess?
Now move along before I lose my temper.
You are speaking to Princess Annalise. Let me through.
I said move along. Now!
The guard aggressively pointing his spear at her, she hitches the reins and turns the cart back, her expression sad. She heads down the long, rolling road down to the village. Impressive mountaintop peaks looming up behind it. As she approaches a lit building with barrels stacked outside, the door swings open.
We'll find help in here.
What are you doing here?
I beg your pardon?
Not another word. You're coming with me.
Carp staggers forward, grabs the princess by her wrist and drags her away, Serafina following. Inside, Bertie is hard at work via candlelight.
Not done yet. If you weren't such a lazy cow, those dresses would be finished by now.
How dare you speak to her that way?
How dare I? How dare I? Just who do you think you are?
Princess Annalise.
That's a hoot! You've got to change a lot more than your hair to look like the princess. Why, me and the princess are close personal friends.
Oh, really?
Now shut up and get back to work.
I'm warning you, if you're going to treat your seamstresses this way, we'll take our royal business elsewhere.
You're warning me? We'll see your attitude change by morning. You're not coming out till every dress is finished, Erica.
Erica?
Annalise tries the locked door, then rests her head against it.
Locked in again.
Erica? That is you, isn't it?
She offers Bertie a grin. Later, she slips off a ring, then snips a label out of a dress.
Made exclusively by Madame Carp. If Wolfie can slip in and out, I'm sure your pretty little Serafina can do it too. It's up to you now, Serafina. Take this to the castle. When somebody reads the label, it'll lead them here.
Using a ribbon, she ties the ring and label around her cat's neck, who jumps up on a windowsill, then looks down. A huge, rocky ravine outside of the window, Serafina carefully wends her way along brickwork, then along the deserted village street.
This is going to be a long night.
Serafina cowers under wagon wheels. The sun hanging low over the spiked mountaintops, Erica wakes up, blonde wig still on, in the princess's bed. She gazes out from the canopied bed.
I thought I was dreaming, but I'm not.
Wolfie stretches.
Shh, Wolfie! We've gotta, you know, act like we live here. We can't give ourselves away. Be a princess. Be a princess. Come in. Did I hear a dog, Your Majesty? Should I call the royal dog catcher? No. Dog. Everything is fine.
The maid places a tray on her lap.
Your breakfast, Your Highness.
Really? In bed?
As always.
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you. Look at all this food. Want some?
Oh, I couldn't, Your Highness.
But there's enough to feed an army. Come on, take some.
Thank you, my lady. I'll draw your bath. Would you like bubbles, mineral salts, or lavender oil?
Everything!
The maid leaves with the bun. Elsewhere in the palace, the ambassador speaks with the page.
You're going to just tell her that you disguised yourself as a page? Are you sure that's wise, King Dominic?
No, I'm not sure. But I have to be honest. I think she'll understand. I didn't want to marry a stranger any more than she did.
He hands the gray-wigged ambassador his red tricorn hat before marching away. Elsewhere in a bubble bath...
I may never come out. What's wrong, Wolfie? Are you sick? Something in your throat? Wait a minute. Are you trying to meow? Oh, fella.
I can see it when you're feeling low. You can't hide that from me. You're no status quo calico, so I keep trying to be. 'Cause you're more than that. You're a doggish cat. I wish you could see the you I see.
No.
I say, if you bark, celebrate it. Make your mark, serenade it. Noah's Ark should've had a cat like you. And if what you are is a strange you, doesn't mean you should change you, only means you should change your point of view.
Princess Annalise?
Hey, feline, you fetch just fine to thine own self. Be true. Your bow wow's the cat's meow. It's how I know you're you. You don't need the bows or tiara, bid your woes. Trust your nose, 'cause it knows the way to go. When you chase your tail, you're enchanting. Spirits sail when you're panting. When you wail, you're a rover Romeo. There is not one hair of you that I would rearrange. I love you the are, and that will never change.
That's my boy.
Bubbles floating in the air, she and Wolfie nuzzle their noses. At Madame Carp's, Annalise sews a blue dress, the sleeves coming up at different lengths.
There. This one's finished. Sort of.
Please, Your Highness. You don't have to do this.
I can't let you do it all by yourself.
As she gets back to work, Bertie smiles affectionately towards her. At the palace, Wolfie stretches out on the princess's bed as Erica paces.
How am I gonna do this? Everyone will know I'm a fake. They'll throw me in the dungeon in 2 seconds flat. Oh, Julian, where are you? Why aren't you here?
She turns towards the door.
Your most beautiful highness. What's this stupid cat doing here?
He belongs to me.
Oh, he's yours, is it? Well, 1,000 apologies, my lady. Such a canine feline. What happened to the other one?
She's around here somewhere.
I see. So rare that you're apart.
She smiles.
The queen has sent me to escort you to meet the king.
Thank you.
She reluctantly takes his arm.
I appreciate your understanding, Your Majesty.
Likewise, King Dominic. I apologize for my daughter's little delay in the wedding plans, but it's all sorted out now.
May I announce Princess Annalise?
Oh, hello, darling. Come, come. I want to introduce you to King Dominic.
They both smile shyly.
He has something he wants to tell you. Where are my spectacles?
I'm honored.
He bows.
The honor's mine, King Dominic.
Please, just call me Dominic.
Oh, call me Eric. I mean, Annalise. Princess Annalise. That's my name.
Wolfie uses his paw to indicate a loose strand of her true hair sticking out, which she tucks away.
I hope his bark is bigger than his bite.
King Dominic kneels down and strokes Wolfie.
He likes you.
I'm sure you're wondering why I disguised myself as a page. I wanted to meet you without all this ceremony, to get to know the real you.
The real me.
King Dominic, would you do us the honor of playing the piano? I know you love music.
You do?
I will, if the princess agrees to sing with me.
Sing with you? No, I couldn't.
Something tells me you have a wonderful voice.
Offering her a hand, he leads her over to an ornately decorated white and gold piano. Lifting up his red tailcoat, he sits on its stool.
Sing, darling.
Once a lass met a lad. You're a gentle one, said she. In my heart, I'd be glad if you loved me for me. You say your love is true, and I hope that it will be.
I'd be sure if I knew that you loved me for me.
Walking outside.
Could I be the one you're seeking? Will I be the one you choose? Can you tell my heart is speaking? My eyes will give you clues.
What you see may be deceiving. Truth lies underneath the skin.
Hope will blossom by believing the heart that lies within.
I'll be yours together. We shall always be as one if you love me for me.
They gaze at the setting sun.
Breathtaking.
The prettiest sunset I've ever seen.
Sitting on a bench overlooking the mountains, she smiles at him.
There's something about you. You're honest, no pretenses. I like that. Until tomorrow, Your Highness.
He stands, takes her hand, and with a bow, kisses the top of it. As he walks away, her smile fades, and Wolfie leaps up on his abandoned place on the stone bench.
Honest? No pretenses? Oh, Wolfie, Julian and the princess are still missing. And I think I'm falling in love with the king.
Later that night, Serafina arrives at the palace.
Why, it's our missing little feline.
Midas bites her.
With an attitude. Oh, yes. I never liked cats. The princess's ring. How odd.
He pulls the label out from the ring.
Madame Carp's dress shop. Maybe the answer to our mystery.
He gives a clenched tooth grin. Later, he arrives on horseback at the dress shop. He regards Eove the horse with disgust as he passes him. Hearing a mew, as Preminger peeks inside the shop window, Eove walks over to the scheming man's horse.
Thank you, Eove. My princess!
Eove unbuckles a saddlebag with his teeth, and as Serafina runs off, Preminger spots her and follows.
Preminger, you found my ring. You good girl.
Princess!
Serafina, what's gotten into you?
Come quickly, princess. You can tell me everything on the way to the castle.
But first, let me...
No, no! No time, Your Highness.
As he pulls her out through the door, Birdie walks out from a back room.
Princess?
Abandoning his own horse, Preminger and the princess take off on Erve's cart. Fog filling the air, they arrive at the mine.
What are we doing here?
Taking a little side trip, princess.
You were behind this.
Very clever, finding a double to fool the queen. But not quite clever enough. Checkmate. I win.
Serafina!
He pulls her into the mine. Serafina leaps down from the cart and races after them, leaving Eove stomping a hoof and looking unhappy.
Nice to see you again, Your Highness. Watch your step.
I don't understand, Preminger. Why would you do this?
To be king.
Knack hits him.
And how would you get to be king?
Still underestimating me. Isn't that just like a royal?
He was going to marry you.
What?
Now he's got a new bride in mind.
Your mother is a very handsome woman.
Preminger and Knack pull her further into the mine, Nick and Serafina following.
Julian!
Annalise? How sad they'll be when they discover you've died in a tragic accident.
They'll never give up looking for the princess.
Oh, I think they will. When I show them this.
He holds up Annalise's ring. Before locking them inside the mine, Julian rushes over to the door. He rams it with his shoulder.
No good.
We have to stop him.
Near the entrance, Nick and Knack hack at the wooden support beams of the mine with axes.
Put a little muscle behind it.
Erve's brow furrows as they continue to wield the axes. Dust starts to rain down on them as the internal wooden structure inside the mine starts to crumble. Smiling broadly, Preminger takes up Erve's reins.
Move it!
His eyes sad, the horse complies as the entrance to the mine is blocked by boulders. In the palace's throne room...
Everything seems to be in order. Thank you, Ambassador. The kingdoms will be officially joined after the wedding tomorrow. Are you ready, darling?
Ready! Well,
For my bride-to-be.
With a bow of the head, Dominic presents the princess with a small white box.
Whoa.
A gold diamond ring glimmers inside. They move closer to each other.
Grab her! She's an imposter!
Preminger, what are you doing?
Get your hands off me!
Release the princess! She's a fake, a common pauper!
Are you telling me I don't know my own daughter?
I only just discovered the truth myself, Your Majesty. Have you not wondered why we haven't seen Julian lately? He's conspired with this imposter. Together they took the princess and hid her in the royal mine so she could take her place, marry King Dominic, and take over the kingdom.
And what proof do you have of this ridiculous story?
Once I discovered this treachery, I tried to rescue the princess, but it was too late. They sabotaged the mine, collapsing it. I'm afraid this is all my work has found in the rubble.
No!
The princess's ring.
It cannot be.
Check her shoulder. There's no royal birthmark, I assure you.
Guards pull Erica towards the queen, who hesitates before lowering the shoulder of the supposed princess's gown.
It's true.
The queen covers her face with a hand. Midas leaps up and pulls Erica's wig off, the golden tiara clambering onto the floor.
I don't believe it.
I can explain.
Throw her in the dungeon!
No, wait! I'm not the princess, but I never hurt her or anybody else.
Unbelievable! It's an outrage!
I just wanted to save the princess! From him!
The dungeon!
He points a bejeweled hand and the guards take Erica away.
My daughter. My poor daughter.
While the queen weeps, the ambassador and King Dominic head to their carriage.
What do they take us for? Fools? Trying to marry you off to a mere pauper?
It doesn't make sense.
I should say not. The sooner we leave, the happier I will be.
Later, Erica sat in a dungeon, a rat sniffing around a small barred window.
Do a plié and never fall. Don't ever stray from protocol. All through the day, there's just one way you must behave. Do keep a grip and never crack. Stiff upper lip.
The queen gazes up at a wall-sized portrait of her daughter. Her brow pinched, she looks away.
Ah, just who I wanted to see.
Preminger, what is it?
So many problems. I'm here to help.
You can't bring my daughter back.
Too true. But I can provide the answer to saving your kingdom. A little business venture of mine was very successful. You could say I struck gold. I'm as wealthy as King Dominic. Well, your good luck has departed, and your people soon will starve. Au revoir to your foie gras and cheese fondues. But because I'm so good-hearted, half my fortune I will carve. I feel your pain, so how could I refuse? But to give me some incentive, there's just one thing I require, and it's something that you never even use. And it's nothing that inventive, just the one thing I desire. This simple crown, yes, how could I refuse? Oh, don't let your spirits falter. I've a ring box in my hand, and I've booked a band, so grab your dancing shoes. And come with me to the altar, save the kingdom as you planned. Yes, marry me, for how can you refuse? How can you refuse?
He plops back onto the throne. The next morning, Wolfie stretches on the dungeon's windowsill. As he gazes down at Erica, who's asleep on a hanging wooden plank covered in straw, Elve approaches.
Are you Wolfie, Serafina's friend?
I like to think so.
She needs help, and so does the princess.
What?
Wolfie looks back down to the sleeping Erica.
Show me, quick!
Sorry, Serafina.
Annalise spots a round black lump. She opens it, exposing the purple crystals within it.
It's hopeless. I'm sorry, Annalise.
Do you know why I didn't want to marry the king?
You weren't ready to get married.
No, I was in love with somebody else. My best friend. The man who's taught me so much.
He looks away.
But I'm not a king. I can't give you what he can.
I think you're like this.
She holds out the round black lump.
A rock?
Unassuming on the outside, but a treasure within.
She smiles as she opens up the geode. She and Julian hug.
We'll get out of here somehow. I promise.
Oh, don't tell me she's in there.
All right. I will not tell you.
Wolfie sniffs the ground.
Oh, I'm getting...
Dizzy?
No, a scent. There's another way in.
Meanwhile, in the palace grounds, rows of chairs are laid out and tables are filled with food. Inside, the queen has stood in front of a mirror, a long veil on her head.
Look at you! Looking at me. Lovely.
The queen looks at Preminger with dismay as he admires himself in the mirror. In the mine, Julian wields a pickaxe. Water bursts up from the ground. Outside, Wolfie keeps sniffing.
Hey, down here!
What do you make of that?
You are an excellent digger.
Thank you. But I meant, look. I bet I can get to Serafina and the princess this way.
In the dungeon.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
As she sings, Erica fashions a hook out of a hairpin which she attaches to a long bit of straw. A keyring hanging off his armor, the guard's eyes become heavy. Meanwhile, Erve and Wolfie gaze down the deep hole.
You are going down there?
A cat always lands on his feet, even one that barks.
Erica's cat?
An old mine shaft.
Hello? Anybody up there?
Annalise notices the slow trickle of water filling the space they are in.
Water. Here, help me.
They remove more boulders, releasing more water.
Beautiful.
Wolfie and Serafina stare, mouths agape.
La, 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 la.
back in the dungeon, Erica carefully extends the hook towards the key ring. Her hook around the key ring, she freezes as the guard adjusts in his sleep. She quietly pulls the straw back, the key hooked on the end, then unlocks the dungeon cell. The guard wakes with a start as his visor on his helmet falls down. Secreted round a corner, Erica watches him search for her, then she sprints away. Inside the mine, Julian, Annalise, Wolfie, and Serafina are sat in a wooden barrel, which is slowly rising along with the water levels. Julian holds a lantern aloft as they are steadily raised closer to the exit. Back in the prison, Erica hunts for an exit, running past locked cells.
No! Let me go!
Thought you could escape, did you? I'll lock her up.
I'm to take her to the castle.
But
Queen's orders.
Oh, well, right then.
The rotund prison guard turns on his heels and marches away, leaving Erica in the hands of the mysterious guard. Outside, Preminger walks down an aisle towards a gazebo looking over a cliff. Midas trots proudly behind him.
Looking good, Sir Nick.
Feeling good, Sir Knack.
Adorned with white cravats and top hats, Nick and Knack are stood near the priest. The queen makes her way down the aisle.
Smile, my dear. You're about to become my queen.
Only to save my people. Your fortune will help them all.
The mysterious guard leads Erica out through a side door.
This way. Hey!
She stomps on his foot and he lifts his visor.
I guess I deserved that.
Dominic, I need to explain...
I don't believe you're the person Preminger says you are.
She stares at him.
You do love disguises, don't you?
Come, we need to hurry.
Do you, Preminger, take this woman to be your bride?
Yes. How could I refuse?
And do you, my queen, take this man to be your husband?
She looks to Preminger.
I...
Who, gazing in a mirror, shoots the queen a dirty look. The priest waiting, Preminger, gnashes his teeth at her.
Wait! Wait! Stop the wedding, Mother.
Annalise?
But she's dead, Your Highness. The imposter must have escaped.
No, Preminger.
She shows her birthmark.
What?
It is you!
The queen puts on her spectacles and races forwards.
My darling!
It's the princess. She's back.
Oh, thank goodness.
A smiling Julian approaches as Erica and Dominic round a corner.
It's the princess! She's alive!
But where were you? Oh, I thought...
What he wanted you to think.
Oh! Guards! Take him!
Somebody stop him!
Go! Go!
He can't get away.
He won't get away.
Dominic and Julian mount their horses. Annalise trips Knack.
Nice to see you again.
Erica trips Nick.
Going somewhere?
Midas tries to slink away.
Not so fast, Puffy.
Now who has nowhere to go?
Yeah, nowhere to go.
But through you!
The two cats move out of the way, forcing Midas to bite down on a pillar, dislodging his golden fang.
My tooth! Oh, my beautiful tooth!
As Wolfie and Serafina nod at each other, Preminger gallops away.
Faster, you old tank!
Julian and King Dominic give chase.
I've seen snails faster! Wah! Huh? What are you doing?
Biting away the riding crop, Erlve turns around.
Turn around!
Stop! I said stop!
Elve bucks him onto the buffet table. Sliding along its length, he slams into the wedding cake.
I like your style, Elve.
So do I.
Serafina and Wolfie on his back, Elve grins broadly while Nick, Knack, and Preminger are taken away by guards. Erica and Princess Annalise smile at each other.
Preminger played me for a fool. I'm sorry, my darling Annalise. When I think what might have happened...
They hug.
But it didn't. Thanks to Erica and the man I love, Julian.
Julian?
He's kind, intelligent, and my best friend. Mother, it's Julian I want to marry.
I want you to be happy, but it is our duty to take care of our people first.
I can do that. I found something very interesting in the mine.
She offers her mother a satisfied smile. Meanwhile, in the village...
I can't convince you to stay.
Dominic, all my life, I've dreamed of being free. Now my debt's been paid, thanks to Annalise.
Where will you go?
Everywhere. I want to sing, see the world.
Then I hope you'll take this with you.
He holds up the open box containing the diamond ring.
I couldn't.
He reaches out and gently takes her hand.
It was meant for you.
And slips the ring on her finger.
No promises?
I'll take my chances.
With a smile, Erica hitches the reins. They offer each other a wave as the horse trots off. The royal carriage is parked outside of the now-repaired mine entrance.
Princess Annalise was right about the mine. She had discovered it was filled with geodes. Under her direction, the beautiful crystals created a new industry. The kingdom was saved.
A villager removes the boards covering up his shop.
As for Madame Carp, without the work from the castle, she went out of business.
Bertie watches, arms crossed and smiling, as Carp picks up two suitcases and marches off. Stood on a stage.
After months of traveling, Erica realized there is one place she wanted to sing more than anywhere else.
She looks down at her diamond ring.
Sometimes being free means choosing not to go, but to stay.
In a garden, Dominic strokes a horse.
And you're always free to begin again. And you're always free to believe. When you find the place that your heart belongs, you'll never leave. You and I will always be celebrating life together. I know I have found a friend forevermore. Love is like a melody, one that I will always treasure. Courage is the key that opens every door. Though you may not know where your gifts may lead, and it may not show course, Wolfie and Serafina lived happily ever after, along with their many, many, many kittens.
Mountainous village and castle stretching out below white peaks, the pink and blue butterflies fly upwards, raining shimmering glitter down.
Stand and Cat is ready. Serafina, stunt test take one. And action!
A series of outtakes.
Oh dear.
Quiet on the set, please. And action! action.
Serafina watches with alarm.
Are you quite sure this is a good idea?
Take 37. And action. Okay, let's bring in Serafina.
Can you get my agent on the phone?
My, you're attractive.
You're no status quo calico, so I keep trying to be. Cause you're more than that. You're a dog-ish wolfie!
Cut. Okay, can I get a hairdryer over here?
Aren't you pleasant to the eye, you reflection, you?
Mind card, take one. And action.
Huh?
Cut. Nick, you're supposed to jump into the card.
Right. I knew that.
Is that really me? In there, looking at me. Lucky me.
Preminger admires himself in a hand mirror as King Dominic and Erica gaze out at a sunset.
Breathtaking.
Sorry. How romantic, right?
Very handsome, very fit, very irresistible.
Do a plié and don't
ever fall.
Never show dismay.
Julian starts to dance the Roger Rabbit. Audio description created by Iuno SDI Group. Written and narrated by Sarah Borges. Previous credits. Director William Lau. Written by Cliff Ruby and Alana Lesser. Produced by Jessica C. Durchin. Jennifer Twinner McCarran. Production designer Walter P. Martis Hyas. Original songs. Music by Megan Cavallari. Lyrics by Amy Powers. Music by Arnie Roth. Performed by the London Symphony Orchestra and the Czech Philharmonic Chamber Orchestra. Edited by Greg Richardson. Associate producer, Shelley Tabbitt. Executives in charge of production, Russell Ahrens, Phil Mitchell, Cassidy Park. Executive producers, Kim Dent Wilder, Rob Hudnut. Starring the voices of Princess Annalise and Erica, Kelly Sheridan. Singing Princess Annalise, Melissa Lyons. Singing Erica, Julia Stevens. King Dominic, Mark Hildreth. Singing King Dominic, Mark Luna. Julian, Alessandro Giuliani. Preminger, Martin Short. Serafina and Birdie, Kathleen Barr. Wolfie and Guard Number 3, Ian James Corlett. Queen Genevieve, Ellen Kennedy. Madam Carp, Pam Hyatt. Nick and Guard Number 1, Brian Drummond. Midas and Knack, Jan Rapson. Royal Scheduler, Colin Murdoch. Palace Maid, Janice Jowd. Ambassador Bismarck and Guard Number 3, Lee Tokar. Erve, Gary Chalk. Minister, Roger Monk. Voice Director and Voice Casting, Maria Estrada. Animation Directors, William Lau and Gino Nichelle. Songs. Free, performed by Melissa Lyons and Julie Stevens. Music by Megan Cavallari. Lyrics by Amy Powers. How Can I Refuse? Performed by Martin Short. Music by Megan Cavallari. Lyrics by Amy Powers and Rob Hudnut. Written in Your Heart. Performed by Julie Stevens. Music by Megan Cavallari. Lyrics by Amy Powers and Rob Hudnut. I Am a Girl Like You. Performed by Melissa Lyons and Julie Stevens. Written by Megan Cavallari. Lyrics by Amy Powers. To Be a Princess. Performed by Alessandro Giuliani and Julie Stevens. Music by Megan Cavallari. Lyrics by Amy Powers and Rob Hudnut. The Cat's Meow, performed by Julie Stevens. Music by Megan Cavallari. Lyrics by Amy Powers and Rob Hudnut. If You Love Me For Me, performed by Mark Luna and Julie Stevens. Music by Megan Cavallari. Lyrics by Amy Powers. Written in Your Heart, performed by Melissa Lyons and Julie Stevens. Music by Megan Cavallari. Lyrics by Amy Powers and Rob Hudnut. I'm On My Way, performed by Sarah Nimitz. Written by Amy Powers and Alexander Ace Baker. Copyright 2004 Mattel Incorporated. All rights reserved. A quote. Live your dream. Barbie.